11 points in it in the end. Like, but it was always going to be an uphill battle, I feel, coming in here in this Ulster final against Armagh.
Absolutely. We look at the team from last year, the amount of players we've missed last year. We're kind of blood, new pitch. There's probably a half a dozen players, maybe more, have played their championship debut out here today. We're a very, very young team. It's a wee bit hard. You know, I'm looking at there was 12 scores to 7, okay? But they really put a job on us on our transition. We struggled to get the ball through the middle third. And it gets back to the drawing board. But it's young girls. They're going to make mistakes, okay? And we're happy to work with them, you know?
Yeah, and those two early goals as well by Armagh, you know, probably made it difficult for you to get back into the game in the first half.
Absolutely. The first goal they got came off a poor mistake by us down on our side here. And within 5 or 6 seconds, a good team like that punish you, and they did. And you're always looking at it as an uphill battle. We went into half-time, we said, look, girls, it's a new half here. Let's just dust ourselves off, get out here. And it's all about these girls getting experience on this big day. Because I told them then, the huddle, girls, look at the celebrations of Armagh here, because that's going to hurt, okay? But remember it when we're on the other side, okay? And that those days will come.
Yeah, and Armagh are a very experienced side. You know a lot about them, James. You were with them until 2015 there. You know, you probably knew a lot of their tactical strategies out there today as well, and probably manned that well. And, you know, as I say, 11 points is not bad at the end of an Ulster final when they're playing Division 1 football and maybe have their eye on the All-Ireland.
Yeah, look at it's a long time ago now since I managed Armagh. There is some of the girls still here. But the thing you have to look at it is that, you know, we wanted to frustrate Armagh. Giving up the two early goals really hurt us, okay? But when we got at it in the second half, I thought we played a better brand of football. We took the shackles off a wee bit. We brought young Eva Gallagher on. We brought Elita Boyle. But again, two 18, 19-year-olds on. And Raina McCaughan. So they answered the call for us in the second half. Look, it was always going to be an uphill battle. 11 points. I never look at moral victories, Mo. But the bottom line is, you know, we could play better. But they're a better team. They're a Division 1 team. You know, they're going to be competing at the high end of it next year.
Yeah, and as you say, a lot of young people, young girls out there. You know, and that'll stand to them, James. You know, the experience of an Ulster final. Is more experience under their belt, and a lot of those girls out there today, their first Ulster final.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, it will stand to them, and you're always going to get a day like that there, you know. But we'll have to learn from it. Like, you look at who their most experienced player is, Caroline O'Hanlon. I think I counted last night. There's 19 or 20 of our girls who wasn't even born when she played her first game for Armagh. Okay, you know what I mean? So they have youth in there as well, but they're so experienced. The girls were there for a long, long time. And you can see it the way they're running patterns for each other, running off the shoulder for each other, know where they're going to be. And we're going to learn. We're going to learn, and we just have to. It'll be a tough take today, you know, but we have to learn from it and move on.
Look, you've got the All-Ireland series up next. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, look, we actually looked at it that if we lost today, we'd probably get an easier draw, okay? But look, it's three games. Again, we don't know where the venues are going to be, anything like that there. So it's hard work that has to be done. And, you know, we'll go to the video, we'll look at the video where we made our mistakes today, and we'll try and work on that and make sure we don't make those mistakes the next year.
Yeah, and look, everybody wants to be a part of it, James, when teams are successful. But you got to go through the transition period and the transition years, and you've done a lot of work with them this year to bring them to where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think from last year starting Ulster final team, the 7 girls gone. Okay, and that's massive. So we have to bring girls in and give them, you know, get them to take the lumps. And I said that to them at the very start. There's going to be lumps along the way or bumps along the way. And that today was a bump, okay? But it's how you recover. You have to learn, okay? And as I said, we have a couple of games there in the All-Ireland series, and it's up to us. And we have to knuckle down, get a win in that there, and get to an All-Ireland quarterfinal.